What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Mistakes Were Made, a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to visual games. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Matty G, Matty Juice, the Cutlery Kid, and across from me here we have Mr. Dilly Dilly himself. Mr. Chris Baggs. What's going on, Baggeroni?
I have a Dilly Dilly shirt on.
How's it going, sir?
You call yourself the Juice.
Matty Juice.
Is that related? Are you related to OJ?
I'm not related to OJ, but I've taken steroids. Okay. Yeah, a lot of steroids, as you can tell. We're not on camera. We are on camera, technically. We're not posting it.
You're not going to see that. How's it going, man?
It's good.
We just didn't do a whole hour together of a show.
Yeah, that totally didn't happen. What would the name of that show
just
be?
Just Because Podcast.
And would that show possibly have its own Instagram?
It would, Just Because Pod 08.
Oh my God, that's crazy. But yeah, we didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
Yeah,
no,
this doesn't exist. No. So don't worry about it if you're listening.
But you should type in Nook Shots in your podcast thing and just see what comes up.
That's true.
Just click on everything and download it all.
It's an Easter egg. And something amazing will happen if you just type Nook Shots in.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're going to be discussing the PlayStation 5 logo reveal. Exciting stuff. Possibly a Destiny television show and some expansion on that. And also, Sea of Thieves is Microsoft's most successful new IP?
What?
Question mark?
Their
question
only
mark,
new IP,
mark?
So maybe. Makes sense.
Well, there's Control. No, that's not
that's
there.
Not
There's other ones. I can't think of them right now. Oh, Outer Worlds. So there you go. Perfect. Gotcha. Anyway, so we like to kick things off here by just talking about what we've been playing lately. So I'm going to pass it on over to Baggeroni. What have you been playing? What you been enjoying? What have you been meaning to play? And what do you want to get into playing for 2020?
I have been playing that Luigi's Mansion 3. I've been chipping away, playing a little bit here, a little bit there. I think I got one toad.
You have one toad.
You have one toad.
Very nice.
That's all I got.
I'm proud.
I got a bunch of buttons and a toad. I've been doing that. Yeah. Jumped back into Celeste last night. Been a nice little release for me. Game is fun. Game is cool.
Release.
Should have played a lot sooner, but chipping away at that.
Very nice.
Sekiro, still chipping away at that. I'm stuck on a boss. Not going to say who it is, just in case of spoilers. I don't know. People get pissed. But still going to beat that game in 2020.
You can do it.
I'm at the end. I've been watching some videos, some streams on it, and I'll be good. I'll get there. What else?
There's another big game.
I know. I'm trying to think.
Okay, of other games.
If there's anything else I've been playing before that one.
Human Fall Flat.
Oh, yeah. We played Human Fall Flat. So our buddy Matt... We were on like one night and he's like, anybody in Discord right now is getting a Christmas present. And you didn't get it because you weren't in Discord.
He said, anyone who's logged into Steam.
But then
check
I called him out on that.
And I was like, I've been logged in all day. I didn't know I had to go into Discord.
I called him out on that. And he's like, you got to be in Discord. I'm like, oh, whatever. But he bought like four of us Human Fall Flat. So we played that a little bit. It was hilarious. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Like
too bad that'll be the only time we ever play that game.
It's like a Gang Beast style game, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious. You can like pick people up, throw them off the edge, that sort of shit. It was fun. Nice little party game.
Anything else?
Yeah. I have played something else. I picked up Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. So far, it's good. It's fun. I'm stuck at this one part, which kind of seems like a side quest that I was kind of roped into that I stumbled across by accident. Now I have to beat it to get out of it. I'm not going to get into what it is, but I've been playing that. That's been a lot of fun. I'm stuck right now, so I've kind of discouraged and turned it off last time I was playing it. But that's what I've been playing. Some stuff I want to play in 2020? That was the other question.
Yeah, like maybe some stuff that is in your backlog that you want to finally get to in 2020.
What did I download? Outer Worlds I downloaded. Mm. Didn't play it. Need to play it.
Yeah.
This is very embarrassing to say, but I know you're in the same boat. Need to beat Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Didn't beat that.
Same.
I also need to beat Link's Awakening. I had played that before I got Luigi's Mansion 3, but kind of paused it.
Yeah.
When I got Luigi's Mansion 3. Kind of want to get back into Smash Brothers. Played some Smash at my cousin's house over the holidays, and it was fun. They kicked my ass. My cousins are really good at that game.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get back into that. Anything else? Anything else?
Fallout 4?
No. Just kidding. No, not Fallout 4. I kind of want to play some of the older stuff. I want to get back into Tetris 99. Did play a lot of that this year, but... I have, like, the SNES Classic. I'd like to play, like Yoshi's Island and Metroid and that stuff. I'd like to get back into that. I did download the, like some of the games that... The free games on Switch when you get a...
The online.
So I wanted to play some of those.
Nice.
I did play... Wanted to play some more Mario Maker... Since they added Zelda stuff, that the some of the maps people are making online now with Zelda's with Link is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's about it. As far as my backlog, I mean, I have other games in my backlog that I have more time now, so maybe like Prey, get back into that.
Yeah.
Beat that finally. Yeah. Beat Doom maybe. I got really far in Doom, just never beat it. There's another one I can't think of right now. Why can't I think of it? Damn it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what would be a game that... The Witcher 3.
I'm never going to get back. I want to replay like The Last of Us before the second one comes out.
You know what I do is play... I want to play the DLC for Horizon. Never got to play it.
Oh, I mean, we have it. We have it.
I just haven't got to play it.
Yeah.
And I want to get back in the Horizon.
Yeah. A little bit. That stuff. Just replay some games. I'd love it if they re-released some Zeldas on Switch. You know, that Ocarina of Time, that Twilight Princess. I mean, just give them to me. Give me all of them.
That'd be nice.
On the Switch. That'd be nice.
Do you want to try to, like, platinum any games or anything like that?
Platinum any games. Platinum, not really. I kind of want to get back to God of War. Want to replay that. There's just games I want to replay.
Yeah.
But I want to beat some stuff in my backlog first. Like Sekiro, I definitely want to beat. That and Fallen Order are my top.
Bloodborne.
I might. After I beat Sekiro, I might try to go back into Bloodborne. It wasn't really like... I wasn't really getting it the first time I played it. So background on my Souls stuff, and I don't know if I'm going long. Tell me if I'm going
long. No, it's fine.
But I didn't play any, aside from like trying out some of the Dark Souls games with you here.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really play any of them. So then I borrowed Bloodborne from a buddy and started playing that and wasn't really getting into it, honestly. Like, I didn't really get into it. And then I'm like, I don't know why, but watching Sekiro just pulled me.
Yeah.
So I bought it and I fucking love it. And I don't know if it's because I like the parrying better than the dodge rolling.
Yeah.
But I think after I beat Sekiro, I might either start Sekiro again and get a second playthrough. I actually did a save at like a part where the playthrough, like the ending split. So I could just go back and beat the other endings, or I might just try Bloodborne again, give it another shot. We'll see.
Or do Dark Souls.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. But anything else? I know there's one I'm missing.
Yeah.
Like in the Prey vein. Maybe Shadow of Mordor. I never beat Dishonored 2.
Cuphead. Oh. Yeah, it's another one.
I'm like halfway through that game. I'm more than halfway, I think, actually.
Yeah.
What else? I think that's it. I know I'm forgetting one.
Yeah.
And I can't
remember. And let's be honest, we'll have the same conversation next year with the same.
Oh, yeah. Same game. Like, oh, yeah, I didn't beat Sekiro.
Yeah. Cyberpunk came out, played that.
For like a minute. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I played a little Halo Reach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to play the campaign for that or just...
That's what we played.
Oh, it was.
We played campaign. Right. It was okay. I liked playing with friends. I wouldn't play it on my own. I kind of want to do some multiplayer.
Yeah. That's all I've done in it. It's just multiplayer, but... Yeah.
fun stuff.
I know. If I remember the game I'm thinking of, I'll say it halfway through, but I'm not remembering it.
There is a game, if it gets added, it's on console Game Pass, but I want it added to, well, Control, yeah. But it's on console Game Pass. I want it added to PC Game Pass, is Remnant from the Ashes. It's like that third-person shooter, sort of Dark Souls-ish game that a few of our buddies have played, and I really want to play it, but I'm not going to pay for it. So, because I have Game Pass, I'm just going
to
wait.
Yeah, same thing with Control. Like, it was rumored Control was going to go to Game Pass, and I'm like, I kind of really want to play this game, but I don't want to buy it, so...
Yeah. But as far as what I've been playing, I've been switching it up. So, like, I was playing, like, a good amount of Destiny 2, and then I got sick or whatever, like, last week. I just really wasn't playing, like, any games. And even though I wanted to play Destiny 2 because it was, like, stuff I wanted to get done. And then Escape from Tarkov started popping off on Twitch because they were doing, like, Twitch drops with it. So you get, like, in-game content if you watched an Escape from Tarkov streamer for, like, that. And that lasted, like, for 48 hours or something like that. So all these big streamers were, like, playing it. And some, even, like, Dr. Lupo has been playing Escape from Tarkov for, like, a year or two or something like that. He was, like, on it as well. And I've watched him play it before. And I just started watching a lot of it. And it was, like, it's just a super in-depth game that, like, intrigued me because I was, like, I just wanted to learn it because it just looks so cool. And I know, like, you know, a few of our buddies have it, and our buddy Pat, like, he knows it pretty well. So I bought it, and
so we bought it.
I bought it, and I played maybe like two or three play sessions so far, and every single one I am just learning so much about the game. Like, there is just an incredible amount of depth to this game, like to the point where our buddy Pat, who was kind of like Sherpa-ing me and another buddy through and like teaching us stuff. He shared with me this like app that he told me to download, and it's called Battle Buddy. And what it essentially has on it is this like, it can teach you things about the game. And it has like a penetration chance calculator.
Penetration.
Yeah, I know, penetration. Where you select an ammo type, and there's like over 50 ammo types. And you select a body armor, and there's like over 50 body armor. And it tells you, depending on the durability of the armor that person's wearing, what your penetration chance if you're using that specific bullet.
That's cool.
So there's like all these different combinations with like, you know, if I'm using this certain bullet and I like I see a guy and he's wearing a certain piece of armor, like maybe I don't try to shoot him, or I try to shoot him in a different area because it's not going to pay. Like, all, oh, God, I just hit the mic. Sorry. So there's all these different things. Like, there's just so much, like, incredible amount of depth. And the crazy part is that the game is so ruthless. Like, it doesn't teach you really anything.
Yeah.
So I've been watching like YouTube tutorials.
Things are happening. Like,
that's laughing. Okay. Jesus. I was like, is there a murderer? Lock the door. I'm just kidding. Just an incredible amount of depth. And like, I'm just so eager to like play it again. Cause like every time I'm learning so much about the game, and it's just like, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
It's been a game that's been on my radar for a while. I was following it before it even released, because it was like, that was back when like I was really into survival games, and that was like also in the same genre. I just never purchased it because I always thought the price point was a little too high.
Right.
And then I ended up trading in some gift cards to be able to purchase it. So I was like, all right, there we go. I've also just been watching streamers for it, so I couldn't get it out of my head because I just kept thinking about it. And I was
like, I don't really want to try it.
Yeah. So I've been playing a good amount of that. I'm really excited to play more of it. And one thing I want to do is document my journey from being like a total noob to, being a semi-decent player at it. And I'm just going to be recording my play sessions. I'm going to edit them down, maybe do a little narration in between like certain things and talk about like, this is when I learned this.
Play-by-plays.
All that kind of stuff. And I just kind of want to, in separate parts, like just document my journey like through learning this game, because this is probably like one of the most in-depth like shooters I've really ever played. Like, even a game like Destiny, I started to understand more about it quicker than I was in Escape from Tarkov. And it's not just because, like, it's a confusing game. It's just like there's just they've just added so many layers to it, you know? Like, that makes it, the layers make sense. It's just I've never played a game with that many layers to it. And it just, yeah, it's just really cool. And been enjoying that a lot. What else have I been playing? Has there been other stuff?
Anything on the Switch? No.
Nothing on my Switch because I have that hooked up to the TV downstairs and I haven't played on the Switch in a little. Let me think here. Just got because I was sick for a little bit and then, like, you know, it was the holidays and stuff. Yeah. So I wasn't like, I was just playing Destiny at that point. Yeah, nothing else really. It's a little bit of Rocket League actually here and there, you know, just killing some time. But yeah, really, I just I'm trying to invest some time in Escape from Tarkov.
So I also played more stuff than you recently.
Yeah, I was sick though, man. All right, relax. And I went away. Yeah, I want to play, like, as far as, like, a single-player experience, like, I've got to get Jedi Fallen Order, yeah, which I still want to play, and I also want to play, like, I have Sekiro I can play, PS4, I also...
Oh, we want to do a night where we can play Resident Evil 2?
Resident Evil 2, we'll yeah,
like
we'll
a
do...
party, like, not a yeah. party, but, like a couch
yeah, playthrough
of that game.
Yeah. And actually, that reminds me is potentially in the future, I may be bringing like a two-seater couch up here.
Oh.
And I can sort of rearrange this where like we could potentially do couch streams up here. That'd or like cool. even That'd set the neat. Podcast up where we're sitting on a couch, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So that's somewhere in the future, potentially. But yeah, I haven't been playing like too much. I've just been... You know, Destiny is such a grindy game where it's like
the thing. Like I'm kind of happy with Destiny. Like they bumped you up so I can raid with you right. guys. But like I don't have maybe now I have more time. But before I didn't have enough time to grind as much as everybody else did.
Yeah.
But now it's like I could just jump in and raid if I wanted right. to and not have to do all the grindy shit, which is cool.
Right.
But, like, I bought the expansion and I barely played it since. Like,
what, the season pass or whatever?
No, I bought Forsaken.
Oh, I mean, you should definitely play that because that's awesome. That's, like, the whole Cade story and stuff like that.
Well, once I get through, like...
Totally worth
it. Once I get through, like, Jedi and Sekiro, I'll probably play more of, like, the story missions and shit.
Yeah.
And just raid if you guys need a raid guy, but...
Yeah. Well, see, what happened was, like... we were playing Destiny and then like people just stopped playing again, like, you know, Vin or like Cam like didn't really play that much.
Yeah,
it was Cam's cousin and me and Ricky pretty much.
Yeah
And even like I wasn't like,
but then the holidays came and all that stuff, so it got all put on the back burner anyway.
Yeah,
you know, like I tried to play, like, I did play a little on my own, but I don't know, like, for me a game like that, like, Destiny hooked me in the beginning. I was in it. I was doing all the dailies. But then for me, like, I got to stay in it the whole time. Or like once I lose like how to like grind, it's hard to get back in the middle of it. I know you could do it. Like, you guys did it. Like you could do it.
Well, the toughest part for, because I like went through that as well.
Like the meta. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The meta.
Like, they changed so many things that like you're like, well, I don't know. I don't know what is good, and I don't know how to tell if something is good.
Exactly. I don't know what I had before, if I should fuck with that at all or not, like upgrade it or whatever.
So like what like me and Ricky did, or at least like I know I did, and I'm sure he did as well, is just like I watched like a bunch of YouTubers like basically tell me like this is good because of this.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the game doesn't like tell you.
I did that in the beginning. Like when we started playing again, I started to watch them, but then it's just like I didn't play enough.
Yeah.
And then when I did play, it was always raids or stuff, whatever. Right. Like, it wasn't like specifically grinding towards a certain item. Like when Destiny 2 first came out, like, I fucking loved it. Like, I had the time to play, like, I had everything, and then when we started playing again, I didn't really have the time to grind.
Yeah,
but now I do, and nobody's playing. But I don't really have the itch to play it.
Yeah, if you don't have the itch, that's fine. I mean, like, I'm always down to raid and stuff, but like the grindy part of it, Like,
and they added so much different menus and shit. Like, it's not as straightforward as it used to be. I mean, I'm sure not, like if I sat down and just like looked at everything, I know I'd figure it out. But it's like, I just don't really feel like doing that.
Well, it's your loss, man.
I mean, you're not playing it either. You're playing Tarkov.
I know. Well, see, that's also like, because Tarkov is like, it's not really grindy, but like because of the depth, like it feels like a grind because I'm trying to learn everything. But that's the thing is that like, every, like, I don't need to play it every day to like keep up with something, but I still get that like feeling of grind and like learning that like Destiny also sort of gave me.
Right.
So, that's what I like. I've been kind of just like looking like Rocket League gives you that sort of feeling where like, you know, you feel like you make progress, but you don't need to play it every day.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I just doing these online matches. So I wanted like something like that, but in like the shooter category. So like Battle Royale gives you that feeling. But like, I kind of already knew everything about Battle, you know, like I know Battle Royale, like, you know,
right.
Like I wanted something like new that like I could just sink my teeth into.
Yeah. Like, I get that. Yeah. Like, and another point with Destiny, like that second, that first DLC was so lackluster.
Yeah.
Like I think if it was more of the, like the two newer ones, I would have continued. Like I wouldn't have fallen off as much.
Yeah.
Well, like I'm still going to get Destiny 3. Like I'm going to get that whenever it comes out.
Yeah,
like if they
here.
Do it, I'm assuming they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to get it. Some of our friends have said they're not going to get it. But
I'll
get it, and I'll play till that first DLC, like I did with 2 and 1. And honestly, that first DLC is such a tipping point for me. Like if it's good, if it's really good, I'll keep playing. If it's shit, I probably will stop.
Yeah.
And then that'll dictate if I play till year 2. I mean, Bungie's on its own now. Like they own the IP, so
right.
So hopefully it's like
what they need to do is
for what I want.
Like Bungie, I feel like they're still, they call it an MMO, but they don't do everything an MMO does. So like Destiny 3 is going to be their chance to like this is a full MMO.
Yeah.
Like this has everything an MMO would expect.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's going to be their chance. But it's funny that you bring up like the latest two expansions, like if they did that in the beginning, because I was reading today that, I guess like they said, they put out a roadmap for the season for Destiny.
Yeah.
So like today, I guess something like came out and it was like this exotic quest or this quest for like this really cool, sidearm that you could get. And like everyone was really excited for it. And then all these big like, content creators for Destiny were just all over Twitter and they were just shitting on it because it literally apparently took 15 to 20 minutes to complete it. And then they were done. Like with it, and they had it, and they were like, "Yeah, like all this build up for like the whole season,
yeah."
And this was supposed to like last us until, you know, the next part that came out, and it was over in like 20 minutes.
I mean, that's kind of like that DLC, like that.
Yeah,
that,
no, exactly.
That new area,
so they're
was
still making those mistakes,
like,
though.
Like,
you know,
how do you do that? Like the people want new enemy type. They haven't.
Yeah.
It's just been variations on current enemies. Just it's a fucking design a new goddamn alien. Like just do it. Like
you know what?
Take the Arbiter, throw it in there. The people don't give a shit.
You know what I really want out of Destiny 2 is like, there's only 3 energy types. Like add a fourth one.
Oh yeah.
You know there's only solar, arc, and void. Like there's one. The girl who's on the moon, her name's Eris Morn or whatever. She has like this green, like sort of fire, like stuff.
Yeah.
Like make that a type, like you know,
like it's just too linear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess.
Or
I
add a new class, like you know, you see World of Warcraft. Or Diablo's added.
Yeah, no, they still
they've added
classes.
New classes,
yeah,
like
well,
with DLCs.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what Destiny has to do to like keep up with this other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm still going to get the third game, but I just hope they learn from their mistakes. But you just told me they haven't, and it's been so
long.
Yeah,
again, also, like, now that Bungie's by themselves, like, when they're developing, like, it's all on them now for Destiny 3. Like, there's going to be no outside influence for any of their decisions.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do it right from scratch because they've never been able to do that before. And if not, then it's all on them. Like, no one's going to blame Activision for trying to influence right. something. So we'll see. Like, this could Destiny 3 could be.
I'm probably not going to get it. Like, Destiny 2, I got, like, whatever edition where you get the first X amount of DLCs. Like, I'm probably not going to do that again. Yeah. And I'm going to see how the first DLC is, because I'd rather, like, spend a little extra money for something I'm really going to enjoy rather than waste my money and save a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather do it that way than get swindled.
Yeah, well, I think, like, either way, like, you know, I also did the same for Destiny 2, but I also ended up buying Forsaken.
I did too.
What I'm saying is, like, either way, you're going to end up putting more money into the game if you like what content they're doing.
Right.
You know, like even, we bought that edition of Destiny 2 that included the first year or whatever, or the first few DLCs. And then Forsaken came around. And, like, I bought Forsaken. Like, I spent another $40.
Yeah.
And then I bought this season for $10. So, it's like, either way, I'm going to be spending more money if they do content that I like. Uh-huh. So, I might as well just not buy the content right away to see if I like it to begin with. Rather than, like, you know, spend the money and not know.
Right.
But speaking of Destiny, the Destiny TV show apparently is a rumor.
Yeah.
Or it's not a rumor.
They talked about it on KFGD yesterday. Yeah.
So it's not a rumor, but Bungie
like,
said
you don't know what the future holds.
Right.
Like,
so or Destiny
said.
Movie or TV show.
But see, like, with Destiny, with that stuff, like, you play as your own character. So who what story you're gonna follow? Cade's story? You know, like, who's gonna be the titular character?
I actually look towards, like, the Mandalorian, like, as if, like,
it's like
they
that.
Do, like, because you
but
don't.
Destiny doesn't have a baby Yoda to, like,
right? Well, or, yeah, they could have a ghost. No, I don't know. But I just look at the Mandalorian because you don't see his face, but yet it's such, like, a compelling story, and you all, like, also, like, Destiny, you don't. You might not identify with that character, but, like. Like, if it does follow Cade or Zavala or, like,
but
someone.
But it's a little different. I mean, you've got the backs. You know who Jango and Boba Fett are. Like
yeah.
Like, I think that's. Like,
but they're
like,
not in it.
No, they're not in it, but there's more groundwork. Like the Star Wars universe is more well-known, and it's more.
Yes,
you know,
sure. But The Witcher has been doing well, and, like, that's not a super well-known.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got three games and books.
You got two games for Destiny
I mean, yeah, no, I get it. But I mean, the difference with The Witcher is you have a main character, like in everything that you know, like your guy doesn't really have a voice in Destiny. Like, I just don't know. He has a voice. Yeah.
No, in the latest cutscene I watched on the moon, he said something.
But your guy's voice is the same voice my guy has.
Well,
like,
maybe
it's all the same. But they're supposed to be different people. Like I'm not saying it's going to be bad. Like, just find a character that resonates with the audience and follow
it doesn't
that story.
Need, yeah, it doesn't need, like, obviously when you're playing a game, you want, like, that character, especially if an MMO, you want it to identify with you. But when you're watching a TV show, you don't need the character to identify with you. You just want to watch to see what happens. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, Destiny, they don't do a great job telling their story in the game itself.
Yeah, the story's
but
not
there,
really
there is so
important.
Much lore around Destiny.
Oh, I know.
Like,
yeah.
It's insane. There's people that make fan fiction, all that kind of stuff, all around Destiny. So I definitely think that there's a place for it. It's just a matter of how well they would be able to execute something like that. And I think it would infinitely work better as a TV show rather than a movie.
Oh, yeah, me too. But it really matters about the story. Like, if they have an interesting story, it'll hit. Like,
yeah. You know. I also think that if Destiny were made, like, cartoon-wise, it would maybe work better than if it was, like, a live-action one.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, like, anime-ish style or something like that.
They're going to do a Cuphead TV show.
I know, yeah.
It's going to be family-oriented.
Cool. But it's going to be live-action.
No, it's not gonna be live. I don't know how. I was listening to, like, the somebody talk about the Cuphead TV shows. So I'm sorry if I derailed the conversation.
No, it's fine.
But they're like, it's gonna be a family oriented like cartoon. I'm like, it's a family oriented cartoon about two little, like, pieces of
cups.
Yeah, like they're cups, that made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Like that's, and they're trying to get their souls back. Like that's family. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look, Cuphead's dope, but
the family knows about the devil. I don't know. Yeah.
Cuphead.
Interesting. All right. So moving on to the next topic here. I want to just briefly talk about Sea of Thieves, because this just came out.
You know more about this than I.
Sea of Thieves, well, it's not something really about the game itself, but Sea of Thieves is officially Microsoft's most successful new IP of the generation. This is from PC Games N, and it says, Sea of Thieves has brought in more than 10 million players since its release back in March 2018. It was one of the first major Microsoft titles to release on Xbox Game Pass on launch day, and the company says this reinforces the game's status as the most successful new IP from this generation. So, you know, this is very interesting to me because I feel like this shows the power of Game Pass, mm-hmm. because obviously Sea of Thieves didn't have like the greatest release. There was a lot of you know, issues with it, yeah, and it like the content wise, uh-huh. but you know, through free updates and all these Game Pass promotions, it somehow
people
has
have
hit
Game Pass. So they're like, oh, right. I'll try this. Like,
exactly.
Like, there's no reason to, you know,
and they hit 10, I mean, 10 million players is a lot of players. That's, you know, that's nothing to, you know, frown at or yeah, anything like yeah. that. But, no, I just think like this, because it was one of the first games that was on like Xbox Game Pass, on launch day, and this is like this is what Microsoft
day.
Is like focused on, mm-hmm. like they want to say, oh, this game hit 10 million players. They don't care like, oh, this game sold this many copies kind of thing, you know, like they're kind of taking the opposite approach from like Sony, and I think that it's just interesting because like Sea of Thieves wasn't like a huge
it was
game.
Anticipated, but I think its launch was underwhelming.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. Like, the game wasn't bad when it launched. It was just underwhelming.
Right.
And then they made good on what, like, the business model is. You
yeah.
know? And it's a success story.
Yeah. And it just, it's interesting to me just because, like, this is a purely multiplayer game too, mm-hmm. so like it literally lives and dies from the size of the community,
right
you know, so it's not like we're seeing the stories about The Witcher 3 breaking its record numbers 5 years after release, like for concurrent
when
players on
Switch
Steam
release and, oh, on Steam
yeah,
but
like
then that's the show.
No, yeah, it's because of the show, you know, but like a game like The Witcher like would have died down because it's a single player
yeah,
game.
People beat it,
know,
and they just
exactly
stop playing.
So like this is a game that, you know, it's hard these days to keep like a game, a multiplayer only game, like alive.
Yeah, unless you're like a,
especially
like
if it has a bad release,
Fortnite or something. Like,
right,
that's the only way.
Yeah, you know, but like, you know, Lawbreakers went down, Battleborn went down, mm-hmm. like all that kind of those games because they didn't have great releases.
Yeah.
But granted, Microsoft is backing Rare on this, but like, no, it's just impressive that they
yeah,
were able to kind of get it together. Yeah, and, you know? And under 2 years, they can, you know, get it together and break 10 million players.
Yeah,
it's dope. it's just cool. Yeah, I just hats off to them.
I only played it on launch day. I haven't played it since.
It's a fun game, man. There's actually another update coming out in like a week for another free update.
Tweet.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of a cool one. I didn't look too much into it, but it's called Legends of the Sea, and it Sea of Thieves has always had, since like back in Alpha, they put in all these Easter eggs about other players in the game, like mm-hmm. the first player to eat a banana, like ever.
Okay.
You know, so like they immortalized him in the game. So this update focuses on all the Easter eggs in there in the game. So you might have to go around and find these Easter eggs and like, you know, maybe do like specific voyages that lead you like, oh, like find the first banana eater or whatever. And like,
right.
you might not know what that means, but like, it's kind of cool because there's always people that they'll come across this like statue that I just keep using the banana eater. Like they'll come across this statue that says like, the first banana eater lies here or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, is this a secret in the game? Like people think that it's like some sort of like Easter egg that'll unlock something in the game, and really it's just like Rare saying, oh, this guy was the first banana eater. So it'll be kind of cool to like have an update that focuses around that stuff.
That's neat. I didn't know they did that stuff.
Yeah. They and actually one of the Sea of Thieves like content creators, his name is the Crow, or he goes by the Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
And he's been making YouTube videos like since the game like first came out. And they actually immortalized him on an island called like I think it's Crow's Nest Isle or something like that, and they like put his logo from his YouTube channel like on on like the post or whatever that's on that island.
That's neat.
Like in a crow's nest of a ship and all that stuff. So like, but the crazy part is I guess they didn't tell him, and then like an update went out and he went and checked it and it has logo there and he's like freaking out. Cool. Like all this stuff. It's just really cool like they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so we can talk about I'm gonna cut for an ad here, but before I do, upcoming, we can talk a little bit about the PS5 logo. And then I have three questions. Questions three for you that you don't know what they are.
No, I don't.
And I'm gonna be asking them and getting your opinion.
Okay.
But first we're gonna break for an ad here, so enjoy the ad. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to that ad and supporting the podcast. We appreciate it. So, bags. Mm-hmm. The PS5 logo was revealed at CES a few days ago or yesterday or something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't look like piss. That's good.
It doesn't look like piss. And the internet is in an uproar.
I think it
because
looks fine.
How dare Sony do what everyone thought they were going to do with the PS logo. I don't understand why there's all this. I don't know if it's like everyone's memeing or trolling.
It's fine.
It's just a 5 instead of a 4. It's the
PlayStation
same logo.
Has had the same name its entire existence. They just added a fucking letter. A number.
I feel like there was less like trolling and stuff for the Xbox Series X than there is the PS5.
Everybody was like, okay.
Yeah, and just now don't it's understand.
Like, it's like, it's the PlayStation 5. Like, what do you expect them to do?
I know.
You know?
That's why I think people are just, like, trolling about it or something like that. But I mean, anyway.
It's not going to stop them from buying it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I also find it weird that, like, that's what they revealed there. Like, as if people on CES were like, oh, like, it's a logo. You know, I don't know why they did that. They should have just not done any PlayStation 5 stuff.
They should have shown that Spider-Man demo that came out a while ago with like all the load times super short and shit. They should have showed that.
Yeah. Or they should have just released it.
Yeah, here it is, Shadow Drop.
Could you imagine?
Everybody here gets one for free.
Could you imagine amount of anger that would have been had like throughout the video game industry, because no one really from the video game industry is going to CES.
Right, right. Because it's right after the holidays, like
it's mainly a TV show, like for Samsung to show off their new TVs and LG to show off their new TVs and shit. But anyway, PS5 logo.
I don't think it's a huge issue. It's just a fucking logo.
All right, here we go. We got three questions coming at you. First question. In the year 2020, which is this year, what major game do you think is going to be the biggest bust?
Biggest bust.
Yes. So what game do you think has a good amount? I'm not saying the game needs a crazy amount of hype around it, but a good amount of hype.
What's coming out this year? Like,
we got The Last of Us Part 2, Cyberpunk, Doom, Animal Crossing, Final Fantasy VII Remake, probably some other games that are also coming out.
I'm going to say, and this is controversial opinion, I don't want to go against Cyberpunk, or I would say Cyberpunk because it's a new IP.
Yeah.
But all the reports say people fucking love it. And Last of Us 2, I'm not going to go against. I'm going to say
Halo Infinite.
Ooh, that's a contender.
Marvel's Avengers.
That's a contender. Ooh.
Half-Life Alyx.
Okay.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Man. Ghost of Tsushima. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Yeah. Minecraft Dungeons. Sorry, I'm just
biggest
reading a list.
Bust.
Yeah.
Now that you said, I was gonna say Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Only because, like, they're doing a chapter release type deal, like part one release, and apparently, like, if they don't, if like part one is lackluster,
yeah,
or it's not, there's not enough content in it, and they charge like a normal price, and then part two just comes out God knows when,
yeah,
I think people are gonna be pissed.
Okay,
but the game could be good, and that could still happen. You know, yeah, what I mean? My thoughts go to Halo, because Microsoft can't really miss with that. They need to hit. They need to hit. Like,
so you're saying it won't be a bust, or it will be? It has a potential to be a bust.
It has Halo.
Yeah,
has potential to be a bust.
Okay, I also that's what I would choose as well, just because Microsoft's track record isn't as good.
The
as
last
like
Halo
Sony.
Was just okay. Like, it wasn't great,
and they haven't shown any gameplay yet. And it's like, so it's just the hype keeps building
and
building.
And it's
going to
be on next
cinematics.
Gen. Like, it's going to be on the Series X. Like, it has to hit. Like, they need that game to hit. They need that to be a system seller for them.
I agree. Do you think they're going to include like a battle royale game mode?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
No, I don't think so. But the story needs to be compelling. It needs the multiplayer needs to be flawless.
It needs to be the God of War for Microsoft.
I wouldn't say that, because I don't think it's going to be that like different than other Halo games, as God of War was to the other God of War games. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah. I just mean as far as, like how people view it. Like, they love...
Yeah, okay,
you know,
I'll agree
like
with
God
that.
Of War,
yeah,
like, immediately
like
the, was like, boop,
to,
I'm on
top.
You
need to get back to the feeling of playing, like, the first three Halo games.
Right.
Like, you can't be Halo 4 or 5 or ODST or...
Yeah, it needs to, like,
to
rejuvenate
like,
the franchise.
It needs to get back into that, yeah.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't do... And if it doesn't do that, it's just an game, it's just another Halo, then... You know, I'll still play it, but to me, that's a bust. Like, you can't do that right now. Like, they're not in a position to flop like that.
I agree.
And so,
I find it funny that, like, we're also not saying Cyberpunk. There's so much hype around Cyberpunk.
I know.
But
it could flop, but I don't. But all the reports say it
right.
go against
I know.
That.
And it's also CD Projekt Red is, like, they've made The Witcher 3 Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. Like, 343 hasn't made...
I mean, Bungie.
Like, Bungie
made
was the one
Halos.
That made the great Halos. Yeah. 343 hasn't made the great Halos. So
I
it's
mean,
like
they just make meh Halo. It's just more Halo.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Not,
so
I mean,
it's like they don't.
You could
have
say the same thing about Gears. Like Gears. Yeah. Gears 5 is great. Loved it. Loved the story.
Hey, Gears Ultimate
it is,
Edition.
It is more innovative than the past ones, but it's not. As enough to like,
right? Yeah.
Like it was. I don't think it was a meh game, but I don't think it was fantastic. Like Gears 1 game of the year game, God of War status. Like,
I agree.
And Microsoft has already done that with Halo twice.
Right.
You know, like they can't do it a third time.
Yeah.
So yeah, my answer is Halo.
Yeah.
Biggest.
I mean, I don't. Obviously, like we don't want it to be that.
No. But. And I'm gonna get it if it's just an eh game anyway. Like I'm not gonna not.
Oh yeah, it's
get
on
it.
Game Pass.
So. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So, but they can't. For them, they can't afford for that game to be a bust.
I agree. Okay. Are you ready for question number two?
Yeah.
Are you prepared? All right.
Yes.
Over the past few years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who or what has been your favorite new character introduction in a video game? As far as like a new IP, like the main character, who's been your favorite one over the, let's just say the past few years. I was going to say like the past 5 years, but then like that's so many probably, but you can do 5 years if you want.
I'm trying to think. One comes to mind, but I haven't beaten the game yet. So,
okay.
I don't know. New
character. So, like, for example, like, it can't be, like, Kratos.
I'm not going to say Kratos.
No, I'm just saying, like, even though that's a new
It would be, because that's a new game, and he's actually new to me. I never played any of God of War.
But
like,
he's an existing, yeah. Yeah, what's it going
to
be?
My favorite one. All right, I have my answer, I think. I'm just trying to think if there's anybody else that...
You want me to look up a list of games and rattle them off?
I mean, you can.
Which year? 2019 games? Or just like...
No, I'm pretty solid in this answer. You don't have to.
All right.
I'm going to say Aloy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't... Like, that's... All the other games that I really liked were sequel games. Like, I already played those characters. Yeah. I liked Aloy. I liked that game and Aloy enough. Like, I have Aloy's pop. Like, yeah. I have her pop figure.
Yeah.
So, and she's, yeah, it's got to be Aloy Horizon.
Aloy it is, huh?
I mean, if you want to sell, say, some other ones, that what's yours? Like,
Hold on. Okay, so Aloy was at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see, there's another one I just can't think of. But I know there's another one. Hold on. New video game IPs.
Like, I guess I could think of indies. But I mean, there's not even that many.
Yeah, like indie. I mean, like, because those aren't like,
I mean, Cal Kestis came to mind. Too. Who? Cal what? Kestis, he's the Jedi you play as in Fallen Order.
Don't make up names. Okay.
He also came to mind. I think I like Aloy more, but that could change when I beat Fallen Order. We'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, right now my answer is Aloy. I can't really think of anything. I mean, if I can't think of any other characters that stood out that much,
Cuphead?
I guess.
Cuphead?
Oh, fuck. Nah, it's still Aloy. Cuphead's a close second, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this counts because I am unsure if this person is in the older ones, but BJ Blaskowitz.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he is in like the old Wolfenstein. I don't know if that's his name. If
that's his name.
But yeah, I really love playing as him in
No,
the New
the stories
Order.
Are great.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And like Dishonored, I don't know if you. I mean, you've played Dishonored.
I like those characters, but I like not more than Aloy.
Okay.
And the second one you can pick between two, so it's not even like.
Gotcha.
Like, you know.
What about JD Phoenix? all right. So, what about now? This is another one. Anyone from Overwatch?
Ooh,
that's in 2016.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, because those are very strong characters. Like,
yeah,
you
no,
know, they're everywhere.
I still think Aloy because Overwatch is a multiplayer game, and yeah, there's like lore and story, but you got to dig deep for that. And
okay,
like I knew some of it.
Yeah,
but not enough for me to like say more than Aloy
okay.
or Cuphead. Even like I liked both those characters more. Yeah. And I'm going to say Aloy over Cuphead because Cuphead's like it's a 2D platform. The story's cool and fun, but the character doesn't have like a ton of personality.
Yeah,
you know, you're just reading bubbles and it's more.
Wow, you're just reading bubbles.
I could say Wolf from Sekiro. He's probably.
Okay.
Actually, he's two. It's Aloy, Wolf, and then
yeah.
Cuphead.
Okay.
And then Cal Kestis, I guess. Maybe. No, because Wolf is kind of dry. At least Aloy has some personality.
The only other one, because I'm looking at, like, I've gone back to 2015. That was, like, the last year I was going to look at, really, is, like, Ori.
I didn't even, no.
Okay. Because, no. Well, I mean, as far as, like, people love, you know.
I guess maybe Isaac.
Ori. Isaac, there you go. Yeah, that's one. I'm looking at, like, 2014.
Meat Boy, but I think that might be, like, the 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. No. So like 2014, Destiny came out in 2014. So like the only one in Destiny would be like Cade. Yeah. Who's
no,
cool.
I want the Dink. I want Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to. I mean, Titanfall.
It's still,
2.
It's
yeah.
still. It, nah,
Thief. Remember that game, Thief?
Yeah, I beat it. It's
yeah,
not good.
Yeah. Forgot about that. There's also the Sunset Overdrive guy, 2014. Never mind. That's a DLC. I was gonna say, The Last of Us, but that came out in like 2012 or 2013. So that's like.
Older. I mean, it's still in the decade if you want to go by that.
Oh, yeah. If we want to do decade, then I'm gonna say
Joel or Ellie.
Ellie probably.
I'd say Joel.
Say Joel, yeah.
I would say Joel, but I'm still gonna go with Aloy.
Yeah, I'm on Aloy is on the top of my list as well. But yeah, it's tough to like think of like new IP characters over the past like I was
so
just
many,
looking at
like
sequels and ones we already know. Like Super Mario Odyssey is great, but it's Mario, you know, like,
yeah, it's
Mario.
Like just reoccurring
Breath
characters.
Of the Wild is,
yeah,
Zelda, you know, or Link, you know, so.
Like, I'm playing Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah. Like, exactly, know, like, yeah. All right, so I got one more question here, mm-hmm. right? What video game would you want or think would work well converted into a board game version? Because I know there's like a Gears board game, and there's been other board games made from video games. I have my answer pretty much. I think it would be a pretty cool board game. And it's Cuphead.
Yeah, I was gonna say Cuphead. Yeah,
I just think Cuphead, like, I don't know how it would work.
I don't know how
exactly
the combat would work.
Yeah, it would have to be like some sort of like
but that world, I'm just thinking of the overworld, and that I could just see that as a board game. So like you could just, you'd have to figure out some system for combat, like rolling dice or whatever.
Yeah, something like
fight
that.
Fight Mr. Dice Man or whatever, or whatever the fuck his name is.
And you can get like power up cards and all that stuff.
Yeah, different,
it could
like
be cool.
Blasters and stuff. That'd be cool. Yeah, that would be my answer probably.
Yeah.
You could also say shit, why can't I remember that game? Played a ton of it on Switch.
Mario Kart.
No, it's the indie game. Played a lot
Dead
of it.
Tales.
Yes, Dead Cells.
Oh yeah, that'd be
cool.
Yeah, that'd be a neat one.
Or Crawl even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawl could be cool. Crawl's a great game.
Yeah.
Fun game. Mm-hmm. Another one that would be a good board game. There's probably another one that I just can't think of right now. I gotta look at a list
Isaac
again.
I mean, they did make like a card game.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily need to be like a board. It could be like a
card-style
game. Yeah.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone, the card game. I think it would be really interesting, and I don't know if it's been done, if they made like a battle royale board game, sort of, where like all you guys are dropping in. Maybe it like looks like Settlers or something.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you roll a dice and like that's where you land.
It's kind of like
D&D's
like style. Like that's how you do your moves and probabilities.
Right.
And shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Like something like that could be cool. I'm sure something like that exists.
I don't know. I don't think you were with us, were you? We did like a D&D session once.
Yeah, I was
and
there.
It was only a combat session.
Oh, it was at Matt's.
Yeah,
we've only done one.
That's the only time we did it. It was just a combat session.
Was it just combat?
Yeah,
I was Guy Buttersnap.
Yeah,
AKA
yeah.
The heater. Yeah.
What was that? I was Phoenix Gold.
Yeah, Phoenix Gold.
That was just a combat session. Like, and I thought that was really fun. It was just, I'm not creative enough to like do the other shit.
I didn't know it was just a combat.
Yeah, that
session.
Was just combat.
Oh wow.
So
we had
like,
trouble with that.
So maybe do like a game where like a battle royale kind of deal with just like the combat parts of D&D, like that'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Interesting. I'm trying to see if there's like one more good one potentially. Untitled Goose Game. Now, I keep typing in 2018 games as if that's last year, and it's not.
Yeah.
It is not last year.
What a year 2018 was.
What a year, man. Death Stranding. The game.
That
the
was
board game. Yeah. Oh, 2018 was just fantastic.
2018 was just a good year all around. 2019 was just meh.
It was a meh year.
Mm-hmm.
No Man's Sky. The board game.
Yeah.
Oh, Stardew Valley could be a fun board game.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I've always like trying to think of, you know, like we played Settlers of Catan.
Animal Crossing
would be a very cool one. Yeah. That would be awesome. Actually, like, each person have their own house. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
It'd be cool. Yeah.
You get the fire hydrants to dance.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a name and I don't remember them.
Squiggly Squawks. No, that's wrong. But it sounded right, didn't it? Sounded right. Yeah, no, like whenever we're playing like a traditional board game or whatever, I always try to think.
We play Settlers probably the most.
Yeah, I always try to think like, how, like, does this sort of game work as a, like, what video game would work in this format,
sort
of thing, you know? And Settlers, I mean, maybe like Stardew Valley or something like that, if you're like trading shit, I don't know. Or like, you could do like Settlers. Oh, that'd be kind of like Settlers in Space, and you're like space traders.
In space.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like space traders and things like that. You know, like that could be kind of cool.
So maybe an expansion for Settlers that makes.
Could be, you know. You call me up, Hasbro.
You trade moon rocks instead of wheat.
Exactly, and an alien pus.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Fucking gross.
Yeah, it could be fun.
The pus.
They call me the puss daddy.
Ugh.
okay, so I think we're going to... You got anything else to say? Otherwise, wrap up.
Not really. What was your favorite game this year?
In 2020.
Yeah. No, 2019.
Oh, last year.
Last year, yeah.
Oh, my favorite game last year?
Mine's easy. You probably already know what it was.
Sekiro.
Game of the year, Sekiro.
Fuck, what did I play last year? I gotta look up the list again. Oh, jeez, I keep forgetting, man. All right.
A lot of Destiny.
I played more than Destiny last year.
You played Gears 5.
Gears 5. I played Outer Worlds. Apex Legends.
Oh, yeah, Apex.
I played Link's Awakening.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion. Days Gone.
Mario Maker.
Days Gone. Greatest game ever.
Days Gone. Don't lie to the viewers.
Let's see. Crash Team Racing. Ring Fit Adventure. Shenmue 3. Trover Saves the Universe. Probably Gears 5. Probably. And I just, this list just doesn't probably have everything. So I might be forgetting one. Probably Gears 5. Maybe Gears 5. I don't know. I did play a lot of Rocket League. Even though that didn't come out, I was really having a lot of fun with Rocket League.
It doesn't have to come out that year.
Oh, well. Fucking Pong, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pistol Whip. That's a game, apparently, that came
Pistol
out.
Pistol Whip.
Whip. I mean, Link's Awakening was a lot of fun. But, again, that's like a remake. Hold on. I'm looking at a big list here. Yeah, Gears 5's on there. Super Mario Maker 2. Remnant from the Ashes. Still want to play it. Void Bastards. I played a little bit of that.
So did I.
You like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like the art style. Yeah. Tetris 99 came out.
Tetris 99.
A lot of fun with Tetris 99. Disco Elysium. Final Fantasy 14. Wow, there's a lot of games I don't know what they are, and they're on this list. Wilmot's Warehouse. Mordhau. That came out. Let's see. I'm at number 14, 13, 12 is Apex Legends. Sayonara Wild Hearts. Resident Evil 2. Death Stranding. The Outer Worlds. Luigi's Mansion 3. Sekiro, number 5. Baba Is You. Devotion. What's number 2 and number 1? Control. Number 1 is Outer Wilds. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit of that. Yeah, probably Gears 5.
Okay.
Probably Gears 5.
It's a second for me.
Either that or Apex. I had a lot of fun playing Apex.
I
kind of
always have
out.
The... I had the itch to play it again.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would play it, you know.
I'll jump back in.
I mean, we're going to be a bit terrible, but I'll play it.
I mean, I was always terrible.
I'm just saying, we're not... You know, I'm sure they've added a lot that we don't know. There's a new map, I think. We don't even know where to go anymore.
We'll figure it
out. Yeah.
You just jump to
Gatka.
Yeah, jump
Gatka every time.
No, isn't Gatka?
Yeah, PUBG.
PUBG, yeah.
Yeah. But every time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the wrong game.
What
you
did
go
we
to
used
Gatka.
To say? Gatka is... fuck. We used to have like a saying. Gacka giveth, Gacka taketh away.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
Because you'd either get a bunch of good shit at Gacka or nothing.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you guys for listening.